This is Larry Williams Drive. Are you ready? News Talk ZB.
Good evening. It's now 7 past 5. National MP Todd Barclay's career is on the rocks this evening with a political scandal which stretches all the way to the Prime Minister. It centres on allegations the Clutha Southland MP secretly recorded one of his electorate staff. Police investigated the matter but didn't prosecute, citing insufficient evidence. Barclay categorically denies the allegations, but that's at odds with the statement the Prime Minister gave police.
And in that statement, I said to the police that Todd Barclay had told me that he had recordings of his staff criticising him.
Otago University Law Professor Andrew Geddes is with us. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening, Larry.
The Prime Minister has confirmed that Barclay secretly recorded the electoral agent. What do you make of this? It is illegal, is it?
We just need to be slightly careful. Mr. Bill English has told the police that Barclay told him he recorded stuff from the electorate agent. Bill English told the police he didn't know whether it had been done secretly. That matters a lot because it's only an offence to secretly record someone. So we just need to be a little bit careful. But certainly what English has told the police directly contradicts Barclay's blanket denial that recording took place. So, you know, that certainly sets up an interesting problem for Mr. Barclay.
If you have recorded, you were unaware at the time on a dictaphone or something, and then you subsequently find that you have recorded and you keep that recording, is that then illegal?
That's okay as well. You have to intentionally record a private conversation, one that you're not part of. So it has to be a private conversation and you need to have deliberately recorded it. Those are the two elements of the offence.
Do you believe that's why the police decided not to prosecute in this case then?
You would have to show that beyond a reasonable doubt. The problem is only one person really knows what happened there, and that's Mr. Barclay himself. And when Mr. Barclay was asked to meet with the police and give his version of accounts, he refused. That's his legal right. No one has to talk to the police. But he is a member of the New Zealand Parliament who decided that when the police wanted to talk to him about criminal behaviour, thought he'd rather not do so.
And in your view, did that make things more difficult for the police investigation?
Well, it's clearly meant that it couldn't go any further because while the police had gathered all their evidence, the only evidence they had the recording had taken place was hearsay. You know, people saying, we heard that this had happened, and that's not good enough to get a conviction in court.
See, I just want to go back to what the Prime Minister is saying, though, Andrew. He says he knew Todd Barclay had used a dictaphone to record phone calls in his office. And he said he had a conversation with Todd Barclay about his electorate secretary, and Todd Barclay told him he had recordings of her criticising him.
Yes, but what Mr. English didn't know was whether, say, Todd Barclay had been in the office when that had happened or how exactly those recordings had been made. Was it accidental, et cetera, et cetera? Now, of course, we might say, yeah, come on. I mean, you're clearly. Mm. But you've got to remember, for the police's point of view, they have to prove that beyond a reasonable doubt. So those are the two differences.
And the fact that he didn't speak to police, that was advantageous to Mr. Barclay, do you believe?
Well, it meant he didn't get charged in court. That's probably quite helpful for him.
What about the other, it seems, allegations anyway, that there may have been pressure on Glenys Dixon to withdraw the complaint legally? Where do people stand on that?
Well, this, again, is coming from Ms. Dixon herself. We only have her word for this, and so we need to just, you know, apply that little bit of caution. But what she says happened was that a member of the National Party board rang her up and basically said, look, if you leave your complaint with the police, it's going to be very hard for the party. It's going to be very hard for you because you have to go through this big court process. If you withdraw your complaint, there won't be any, you know, this won't go any further. That they can't do anything. Now, that to me looks very much like an attempt to pervert the course of justice. It's the sort of thing that if a gang leader was to do it to a couple of, you know, a gang member who'd laid a charge against another gang member, the police would be in their boots and all to investigate. Now, as I say, we only have Ms. Dixon's word that this happened, but that strikes me as a very serious extra thing that's happened on top of the original offence that is alleged.
Right. There is a perception, isn't there? And as you say, there's two sides to every story, but there's a perception of a cover-up here.
Yes, there is. I mean, there's the initial action, which the thing we need to note is that the offence that Mr. Barclay was alleged to have committed, if he was convicted of that, it would automatically lead to him being thrown out of Parliament because the penalty for that is up to 2 years imprisonment. And under electoral law, if you're convicted of something that leads to up to 2 years of imprisonment, you're automatically kicked out of Parliament. Now, of course, that would have bad repercussions for the National Party. And so what it looks like is there was a circling of the wagons. It looks like, you know, pressure was brought to bear to try to, you know, make this all go away. And now that's all started to seep out, and we're starting to ask questions, what exactly did happen there?
Okay. Do you believe it's possible the police will revisit this case?
Well, I think the police have really said that as far as Mr. Barclay is concerned, they've closed the file, and really nothing new has come out about that. They already knew all the information that was in the news stories today, and they said, look, it's just not enough to bring charges until Mr. Barclay talks to us. The extra stuff about, you know, claims that there were phone calls to, you know, withdraw the charges and so on, you know, maybe that might be something they might want to go on back and have a conversation with Ms. Dixon about.
And what about the settlement out of the leader's budget? That is not illegal, as I understand it.
No, the speaker's come out today and said that that was a fair enough use of the money. What you have to remember is electorate agents are hired by parliamentary service. They're not hired by the MP or the party directly. So they're paid for by the taxpayer. And any settlement, any employment settlement, therefore comes out of the taxpayer's pocket. I would actually rather that National Party lost out by having to use their own parliamentary funds to pay for that, rather than it come out of the general parliamentary services budget, because at least that way the National Party lost money that they'd otherwise have used doing things like posting us all sort of glossy pamphlets telling us how great their government is.
Thank you. That is Professor Andrew Geddes, Otago University, 5:13.